Welcome to the other side. A place where daydreams and nightmares mix together to create a fantasy world full of lions, tigers, and bears. Relax and let your mind float downstream, crossing boundaries you never knew existed. Once you've tasted this forbidden fruit, you'll find it hard to resist the temptation to want to tune in each and every week. That's The Other Side, a place you can only find on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on KVMR.
Good evening. This is the Christmas show that you've all been waiting for, and I know you've been waiting in a lot of anticipation for this very show. Let's just introduce ourselves. Here we go.
Hi, we are the Squirrels, and we would like to wish everyone a happy holidays, and a merry Christmas, and a merry Hanukkah, and a merry winter solstice, and a happy Kwanzaa. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, smile to this summer, how you find with us each night. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, my smile to this summer, and all the young we stop. Goodbye.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's fun. London,
Paris, and New York,
Tokyo, Hong Kong.
It's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
I said that.
Everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
One more time. No.
Our story opens in Corsica. On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
I'm standing in the entrance to the main tent. Immediately behind me, the festivities have already begun.
Tell me, are you enjoying the wine?
I am indeed, Your Highness.
Hey,
that's well with me.
I am, sir. Oh, yeah, yeah. Very good. Very good.
Well, my king seems to be enjoying himself tonight.
You have not seen him on such good form since the October Festival.
At the same time as this, in the captain's mess on board HMS Tremendous, a toast is being proposed.
To Her Majesty!
To Her Majesty!
Podgy the Bear and Jasper were huddled around the unlit fire in the center of the room.
There are no more matches left, Podgy,
said Jasper.
Then buy some, Jasper, old friend,
said Podgy.
Make a list, and afterwards we'll go to the shop and buy matches and candles and buns.
There's no more paper to write on, Podgy.
No need to worry, Jasper. You keep saying to yourself matches, and I'll keep saying candles until we reach the shop. Then we won't need to write it down. We'll remember.
We'll remember the buns, Podgy.
We both will, Jasper. Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
In the long, dark corridors of Felpin Mansions, a door slams. And the shadowy figure of Count Balder appears. The Count is the eccentric son of Baron Landsberg, the inventor of the rack. He speaks.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Welcome to Felpin Mansions. Butler will show you to your rooms. Butler!
Yes, sir?
Show the ladies and gentlemen to their rooms.
Yes, sir. Come this way, please.
Come in.
May I come in?
Come in, Count.
May I?
Oh, yes, come in.
Ah, thank you. I was wondering if you knew any of the songs from the good old days.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, don't you worry on that score. I hear the Baron likes, I hear the Baron likes the good old tunes.
Yes, I do.
So do I, Count. So do I. Well, they're all melody, aren't they? No, don't you worry, I'll play him this one. He liked this one. Is it? Listen to this one. Please don't bring your banjo back. I know where it's been. I wasn't hardly gone a day when it became the scene. Banjos, banjos, all the time. I can't forget that tune. And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon.
And if I ever see another banjo,
yes, everywhere it's Christmas.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's fun. London,
Paris, and New York,
Tokyo, Hong Kong.
Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the char.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
Paperback writers,
Take 11.
Since she's been gone, I want no one to talk to me. Hang on, it's too going to...
Take 12.
1, 2, 3, 4. Since she's been gone, I want no one to talk to me. It's not the same, but I'm to blame, it's plain to see. So go away, leave me alone, don't bother me. I can't believe that she would leave me on my own. It's just not right when every night I'm all alone. I've got no time for you right now.
Take 13.
Since she's been gone, I want no one to talk to me. It's not the same, but I'm to blame, it's plain to see. So go away, leave me alone, don't bother me. I can't believe that she would leave me on my own. It's just not right when every night I'm all alone. I've got no time for you right now, don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't get her back again. Because I know she'll always be the only girl for me. But till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home. Come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. I've got no time for you right now, don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't. Till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's He the Know. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and the parcels. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June. Ow! Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we'll try to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah, somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like peppermint creams and chocolate drops and Dolly Mitchells and all those sort of things, don't we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, say, concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records. Which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running out of my time and people are telling me to stop. Like,
stop,
Ringo,
stop shouting
so,
those animals.
So, I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Crispon even. Ja, den Crispon either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Dankeschön. Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people wish merry, happy. Go on for Christmas. Christmas.
Merry Happy New Year, and folks, Happy Christmas, and may everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Well, good King Wenceslas, last look down on the Feast of Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for
keep
a long
screaming.
Time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night. Though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
$2 in a grain day, had a very shiny nose, when everybody told him,
Ricky the red-nosed Negro, had a very shiny nose. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Take two.
Okay. One, two, three, four. That's not it.
Eight.
You're playing this, boy. One, two, three, four. I missed the beat. One, two, three, four. It's been a hard day. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log.
One, two, three, four. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel alright.
I heard a funny chord. Pardon?
Yeah,
okay, not half, you didn't. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. I'll yeah, tap toe on the high. What?
Take seven.
One, two, three, four. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay.
What did it sound like with the bass doing a funny thing? Did it sound any good, or did it sound just a utterly crap?
Sounded rather
mean. Did it well there, see? Told you. Yeah, hello to you, and see how you like it.
Don't do it.
Take 11.
Don't do it when we're singing.
Don't do it while
one,
you're playing.
One, two, three, four.
you're doing. I'm feeling blue and lonely. Would it be too much to ask of you what you're doing to me? You got me running, and there's no fun in it, not when it seems so much to ask of you what you're doing to me. I've been waiting here for you, wondering what you're gonna do. And should you need a love that's true, it's me. Please stop your lying. You got me crying, girl. Why should it be so much to ask of you what you're doing to me? What you're doing? I'm feeling blue and lonely. Would it be too much to ask of you what you're doing to me? What you're doing to me? What you're doing to me?
Hello everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along... Since the old days of Love Me Do. So many years ago, it seems.
Oh,
it?
Those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad hand wrote. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year. Two. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas. And a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe. And I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Hi there.
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, we big laugh. Yeah,
Bean,
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything.
For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. 1 minute we're in England, next we're away. Suspect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people, we've been to Australia and America and who's top in that? New Zealand. And Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Dig.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Take 4.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Take 5.
Can I put it there? Can you do
it? And I lost them.
Because you've only got to come in now and then, it's just...
Yeah?
I'm just all uncomfy, yeah. I've only got to be reminded of it. Okay. Okay.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love...
Why?
Take 6.
Appear to be, pop the mic, appear to be.
Oh.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known I would lose in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. What have I done to deserve such a fate? I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
Take
loser.
Ready, I'm ready now.
I'm a loser. Oi, oi.
Take seven.
Is George ready yet?
George, you ready? George, you ready? Okay.
Seven.
Are you?
I'm a loser, I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the...
Yeah?
Yeah. Put a spin screen on you.
Doesn't need one.
No. Oh. Have you suddenly turned your bass level up, Paul?
No, I haven't.
I see.
She's a woman. Take five, is it? Take seven.
She's a woman. What's in a woman?
she's a woman, 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 what a woman. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She's such a woman. Woman.
Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968, going on 69. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, all the best to you from here. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. From there to here, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busload hip throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. Luckily, this did not kill them, and they weren't banned from the Olympic Games. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Well, here we are again. Another fab Christmas. Christmas time is here again. Ain't been round since last year. And we'd like to take this opportunity all the way from America to say Happy Christmas to you, our faithful, beloved fans all over the world who have made our life worth living. And over here I have
Mr. Malcolm Evans, who's through thick and thin, would truly like to say a word of greeting at this festive occasion.
Merry Christmas, children everywhere.
Ringo Starr.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello, me dear. I didn't know you were coming.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I am. Certainly am.
I would have thought so myself.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's insane.
Occasionally.
Yes, me too. Twice a week sometimes.
14 and 6.
19 and 5. Save me if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Don't you say yes to me. I'm telling you.
It's a private line, you know.
Private line? I've been on this line for 2 years!
Well, it's my proud pleasure tonight to introduce one of the most versatile performers in our career, and he's come all the way from Stokely Carmichael's on sea. And I hope you're going to like him. Let's give him a big hand.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you.
Once upon a pool table, there lived a short-haired butcher's boy by the way of Ostergrad. It comes in scent and cesspool at Wick Airport. Her father was, in a long story cut short, in the middle of his life sentence. We're indebted to the colloquial office for its immediate disposal, Aronowitz. Including, I might add, hot vitello of a tutem. On the other hand, bag, I mean to say, l'amore nous sommes toujours realistically speaking, for this film is about an hourglass houseboat. The full meaning of Winchester Cathedral defies description. Their loss was our Gainsborough nil. The sound of a man's servantile defectively lasting barred up in a love busy Gary Dale time. How close can you get his bargain out of the underly council originally a bad bath feeling
court?
We have a special guest here this evening, Mr. Tiny Tim. I'd like to ask him to say a few words.
Oh, hello to you nice Beatles. It's so wonderful, and what a thrill it is talking here in Mr. Harrison's presence, Mr. Weiss's presence, and all his nice, wonderful friends. And the thing is, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all, and a Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Would you like to sing us a little song?
Oh, I love to, Mr. Harrison. Here's a song I did in 1966 in front of Miss Jill for the first time. And I did this in Albert Hall, and what a thrill it was to do this then and now. Exactly, I did it then. Here's a...
God bless you, Tommy. God bless you.
Hi, we're back again. We're the Squirrels, and we hope you enjoyed the first hour of this special Christmas show. And now, we're going to sing a Christmas carol for you. Are you ready, Squirrels?
Yeah!
Yeah! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would say it glows. All the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
And please stick around for the next hour.